Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Sawiro, and I have the pleasure today on iHeartRadio to have over the phone one of the most talented actresses of her generation. She's absolutely wonderful. Just her career choices and her wonderful presence on the screen and mixed with her beautiful personality and her professionalism made her one of the most demanded actress of her generation. I'm, of course, talking about Alicia Bachleda. Alicia Bachleda, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful actress. She is starring in this amazing movie that is called Polaris, Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, who just got released not long time ago, directed by the very talented Sudabe Moradian. And this is a wonderful, wonderful movie that I invite all of you to watch. But now, enough of me talking. Let's have over the phone the very, very talented Alicia Bachleda, who is kind enough to take some of her busy time for us today. Alicia, how are you today?
Hello, I'm very good. How are you?
Alicia, it is an honor to really have you today on iHeartRadio, and I really, really appreciate your time. So I would love to know about yourself. Can you tell us where you're from and what brought you to acting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was born in Mexico, out of all the countries, but I was raised in Poland. So my parents are Polish, so I can say I am I'm from Poland. When I was 6 years old, I started to perform in films. And by the age of 15, I had, I think, 12 films under my belt. And I then decided to try my luck in Germany when they offered me a part in a movie. And I had some career in Germany. And then when I was 19, I felt like it's time to follow my biggest dream, applying to Lee Strasberg Theater Institute in New York and trying my strengths on American market, let's say. So that's how my American path started. Started in New York, and then I moved to L.A. and been offered my first film here when I was around 19 years old.
Wow. So, you know, it's amazing how at such a young age, if you allow me, you left, you know, your hometown, your country,
yes,
to go to New York and to study and to study. First of all, it shows,
right,
your humility and how much you have, I would say, your head on your shoulders. And and I think this is what really led to such a wonderful career, is also the passion and the devotion that you showed already at a very young age. Do you think this is why what defined you for the future?
Of course. I think as we are shaped as children, shaped us for our future path. So I remember specifically what made me excited about film. I watched films since I was a tiny child. I watched European films mostly. But the American cinema had this special charm and magic to it. The scale of it, acting was also quite different than in European films. I was fascinated by the American school of acting. So that's why I always had that dream in the back of my head. But at the same time, I was just playing. I was just being, I was just enjoying myself. I was in the theater group when I was five and then six, and we perform. And then I started to record albums as well. That was my other career path. I have five albums recorded. I was a singer until recently, really. I was performing, but at some point I decided to focus solely on my acting career. But I do believe, you know, the film we watched when we were kids, the values that our parents give us awaken some kind of dream that that then you try to fulfill as an adult, and it becomes your reality and you kind of your way to make money and to live. So definitely whatever happened in my early childhood age shaped my life.
Exactly, and we're so happy to have you where you are today. And then you have these you start in these amazing movies. The Girl mm-hmm. is in Trouble, Ondine, Trade, Summer Storm, mm-hmm. and many others, many other great movies. But you kind of never forgot also where you came from, and you always mm-hmm. proud, you know, a little bit of your, I would say, diverse origins and diverse cultures, which I believe enriched your acting game even higher than it was, mm-hmm. which is really, really beautiful. And I love the variety of all the roles that you have performed portraying these strong, wonderful, beautiful women on the screen is something that is really, really inspiring, really. And also your voice, you know, you brought your voice to also different, I would say, a type of media, even such as a video game. And this is, I think, one of the most difficult things to do. If you can do that, you can do anything.
So, that's correct. How do you know?
I have good connections, you know.
Okay, of course. It's interesting because I decided to try performing in a motion capture video game some time ago for the first time. And it was such a difficult experience. It was super fun, and I love it. But I have to say it was the most difficult work on set I've ever done because, as you know, the acting impact, the emotional investment is just the same like with a feature film. At the same time, you have to be very specific about where you stand, what you hold. You are in virtual reality that you have to create in your head, and you have to follow the boundaries that are not there. You just have to remember where they would be. And it's very precise, and there's, you know, there's no room for any slip or error. So it's really interesting. And then you watch the final game, and it looks kind of like you. It definitely sounds like you. So it's kind of weird. You watch your avatar, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the dream of I think a lot of people. So now let's move to this amazing movie, Polaris. So mm-hmm. I just spoke before I had the pleasure to interview one of your colleagues, Kobe Ryan McLaughlin, who only spoke very, very highly of you. So I would love to know, can you tell us how you've been approached for that movie?
If I remember well, Sudabe, the director, I think she at first she was shy to ask me to be in a film. I remember that for some reason she thought maybe I wouldn't accept it, and the fact that I actually don't speak Farsi, and my character is Iranian American, so I have to speak Farsi in the movie. I think that also made this idea not very obvious to her. I remember at some point she reached out to me and was very happy that I said yes, because at the same time, to me, it was an amazing new challenge. I love to play in different languages. At the same time, I don't really have a choice because I'm Polish and there's that many Polish films or parts for a Polish-speaking character. So I had to learn Farsi for this film, at least enough to be believable as an Iranian girl. And that was a fantastic adventure. I remember, you know, it was a little bit different. We shot very quickly, but we rehearsed profusely. So we had, I think, 2 months of rehearsals, and then we shot everything within, I don't know, it was over 2 weeks maybe. It was a very fast shoot, but we rehearsed it well.
You know, I love the movies that are rehearsed. You know, it's really like a European technique, or Middle East, or in Eastern countries, you know, in Russia, where they rehearse before, like, because most of the background of the filmmakers, of not necessarily the new guys, but the one that have a little bit more, they've been around a bit too much, they come from theater, so they know the importance of rehearsals. And we can see all of that in the movie because it doesn't look like you guys met each other an hour before shooting.
You're very correct. Yeah, you become comfortable with one another.
And especially when you have intimate scene with that wonderful actor Bahram Radhan. There is this beautiful scene, this confrontation, and the lighting is dark, but once you watch the movie, you understand why it is dark. Like, it goes with the editorial of it. So this movie is available on Prime Video. You can on Amazon, sorry, Amazon Prime Video, and you can watch it. You can purchase it. It's a really, really fantastic movie. If you are, you know, a theater, please have this movie. Play it. It's never too late to play a wonderful movie, especially having Alicia Barleda in it. It's never gets old, let me tell you that. what do you remember? What do you remember that is so great about this movie that you can see this movie that you would not see anywhere else?
Well, as you notice, you know, it's a very intense, intimate movie. The lighting is dark, but it's kind of reflecting the aura and the atmosphere of the actual situation. I do feel that it would play beautifully in cinemas because it's a very focused but also demanding film. So you should be surrounded by darkness when you watch it. So either I recommend to watch it at night or watch it in the cinema if you get a chance. To me, it was a special experience because I played a PTSD victim, so post-traumatic stress disorder, and I had to actually go pretty deep into that condition, and it's definitely a very common condition in the States, especially when we have so many veterans, you know, struggling with their disorder. And I actually met one of the ex-Army SEAL that said, and this is very interesting, but he said that he was in a very dark place after he was released from combat and he came back to the States and nothing was helping. So he was, you know, he was suicidal and didn't see the light in a tunnel like many of them do. I mean, they literally don't see a way. And he felt like by being in combat, you know, you kind of play God a little bit, and that energy was never to be found in the real world until he found acting. So he decided to become an actor, and he started acting school for ex-Army SEALs because he felt when you act, you become somebody else. You kind of become God, right? You create something. So that was very interesting to
hear.
And I think that film taught me a lot about that condition and as well, that strength, you know, that they must have to survive. And who knew that acting is going to be better than medicine, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I've visited a hospital where you have students, you have patients who have a big stuttering problem. You know, they talk, they have even a problem to do just to say a word. And yet go on stage and they speak, you know, like everybody else, you know. So it's amazing how acting, theater can really open the mind. And I'm so glad that we'll have to be in touch with that person. You know, it's such an inspiring story.
Yes.
Definitely would be. Yep. We definitely will talk more about it later.
Mm-hmm.
So, my dear Alicia, all good things have an end, unfortunately, and we went even beyond the time. So I hope, you know, your team will not be mad at me for going a little bit over time, but I'm so grateful that that you took time with us. So what are your next projects? I still want
I'm
to
actually,
bother you two more minutes. What?
Right.
What are your next projects?
As you mentioned before, I'm always remembering about my home land, Poland. So I decided to do my next film in Poland in 2 months' time. So I'm traveling back to Poland to do a movie in a couple months.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. Well, we're going to go to visit you, and we say hello to all our friends in Poland who are listening to iHeartRadio through the website or the app. My dear Alicia, what an honor to have you. We say hello to our dear friend Christina Jolie, who is the wonderful producer of that great movie. Once again, it's called Polaris. Let me spell it for you, P-O-L-A-R-I-S. Just got released not a long time ago, but you can still, of course, purchase it on Amazon with your friends at Amazon. And please have that movie back in theater. Have it on all the major platforms. This is a phenomenal movie starring amazing actors. And you're going to see our dear friend, Alicia Barleda, that I have the pleasure to interview today. This is nothing but a great acting and life lesson on the screen. You do not want to miss that, okay? And I'm saying hello to my friends at the Academy. Okay, that's a good performance up there, okay? Open your eyes a little bit, folks.
Lovely.
They're going to hate me, but that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, more music to come on iHeartRadio. But guess what? We're going to play the audio version of the trailer. So just that you have an idea of what we're talking about. And after we have more music to down the culture news. My name is David Cerriero. My dear Alicia, this is your radio show. This is your radio. You have the key. You can just call me and this is your show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Dziękuję. Thank you so much.
Dziękuję bardzo. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Dobre. More music to come. Stay tuned on iHeartRadio.
Are you feeling better, sweetheart?
You know, my wife happens to be a photojournalist. I mean, a war photographer.
I'm getting worried about you. It's the side effects of the pills, right?
I could have made a family for him and a life for him here if that damn bomb wouldn't have gone off.
Don't be fooled by her appearance. This is how she looks to others.
Don't say anything to him. He's a man. He has pride.
Listen to me.
What?
This is a couple of days we're talking about.
So many dreams I had for this life.
I'm afraid that you're going to relapse if you stay.
An illusion? I have showed you all the documents. Are you telling me it's an illusion?
What document? I'm going to show you the daughter of Agar Dunamishira.
I lost you in the world, didn't I?
You wanted me to get lost.
It's not that easy.
English, please.
I am fighting with my wife in any language I want.
Not my house.
Why making a big deal out of it? Nothing happened.
Are you stupid? Do you need a bomb to explode to see that something happened?
Kojayi, sad dafa bet zaydam che jawab nemidi.
Hey! Don't touch it.